While the rest of the world remains solely focused on COVID-19, deforestation of the Amazon continues to occur and has actually increased compared to this time last year. Zoe Rudge speaks with University of New South Wales lecturer Dr. Deborah Farias to discuss how the pandemic is driving deforestation and land grabbing in the Amazon.
For our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Brazilian politics, would you mind just giving a brief rundown of like the background information necessary to understand the current situation?
What's different now from what we're experiencing is that President Bolsonaro took over the presidency, you know, democratically elected in January 2019. And he has a very specific vision on the Amazon that is very different than the ones that we've had with the previous presidents, because he's following the logic that pretty much the Amazon's so big that and Brazil's economy is problematic. So it's not really a big deal to have deforestation happening. And he really focuses on this sort of economic side of deforestation. It's not that he's the one doing it, so it's not the government who's the one doing the deforestation. The problem is the government has been quite specific in saying that they're really not interested in following through with the investigative and the monitoring aspect. And now what is also happening is a new legislation that is coming from the presidency that seeks to undo a lot of the legal advances that we've had in the past 10, 20, 30 years. So that's one of the big concerns and one of the big elements that unfortunately has led us to talk about the Amazon again, and the big deforestation numbers since last year.
You did mention, or there is a lot of talk about how this whole pandemic is being used as a smokescreen for further land grabbing in the Amazon. Do you agree with that?
I did, sort of, because here's the thing. The pandemic is a reality, right? It's a reality in Brazil. There's going to be, I mean, today it's almost 10,000 people who have died. The numbers are really, really, really bad. It's two things that are parallel, but they're not directly related. Unfortunately, I think that even if COVID was not around, the land grabbing would still be going on. In the media, we don't see it as much as we would, for example, as we would have seen, because obviously, I mean, once you have a pandemic, everything sort of becomes more there in the background. But last year, we didn't have a pandemic. And last year, pretty much all the things that I've been reading, they're still happening. So obviously, if you want to do the wrong thing, let's say to land grab, to deforest, to do a bunch of things, it's convenient, if you want to say in a very cynical way, that there's a much bigger problem going on. And there's the risk that even the media and everybody might be stretched thin, so it doesn't get the coverage that it would probably get. But I really do believe that it would be happening anyway, given all the indications politically that we've seen in this direction.
So what you're saying is just this whole crisis has kind of caused global scrutiny to move away from the whole land grabbing and deforestation. So it's not increasing it, but it's making it easier for it to occur.
Yes, exactly. So it's more convenient if you're doing the wrong thing. It's more convenient that everybody's eyes are on a much bigger, you know, tragedy, and it's something, you know, obviously the pandemic is massive, but it is convenient for those who do want to do all of these illegal activities that, yes, the media and everybody else is paying attention to something a lot more dramatic. But
And that's Dr. Deborah Farias from the University of New South Wales speaking with Zoe Rudge.